This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, the Attorney General's held in contempt. Senator John Thune says this is going nowhere fast. And yes, the New York Times comes after the president for making money and losing money, which is what happens in business all the time. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show, our countdown to morning drive. We move on Monday. Hope you'll be with us for sure. We would love to have you. It'll be a great show, we promise. 855-839-1210. So the big story, the breaking news, is that the Attorney General has been held in contempt by Congress, a civil citation. It's a big whoop. It's not really much, but it's going to get a lot of news play because for the media, this is, you know, it's catnip to them. They absolutely love this. I'm telling you that for Democrats, it's a stupid, stupid mistake in what they're doing, and they would be very, very wise to abort, but they won't. So they'll keep going, and that's fine because let them do it. The Attorney General has done nothing. There's no reason to hold them in contempt. But here's Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And again, I tell you that Gerald Nadler wants to remain Chairman Nadler. It's why Gerald Nadler wants to be a guy who has the gavel, and he's fine with having a Republican president. Take a listen.
Forced to take today to move a contempt citation against the Attorney General of the United States. We did not relish doing this, but we have no choice. Attorney General Barr, having proved himself to be the personal attorney to President Trump rather than the Attorney General of the United States by misleading the public as to the contents of the Mueller report twice, by not being truthful with Congress, has shown himself to be the personal attorney of the United States rather than the Attorney General. And now he has taken a much greater step farther in turning the entire Department of Justice into an instrument of Trump personally rather than an instrument of justice and a representative of the United States. We've talked for a long time about...
You're a blowhard. All right, so he's not mentioning anything that's actually, you know, worth here that's a constitutional crisis. There's nothing, but... By the way, the New York Times story today, the fact that Trump lost billions of dollars in bad deals, $1 billion, $15 billion, $150 billion, whatever it is. You know, the president, before he was president, was on The Apprentice. That's how a lot of people got to know him. A lot of people watch The Apprentice all the time. And as you may know, if you were a fan of that show, he used to talk about how he lost a lot of money. He'd talk about it a lot. In fact, he'd open The Apprentice with it. Take a listen.
My name's Donald Trump, and I'm the largest real estate developer in New York. I own buildings all over the place, model agencies, the Miss Universe pageant, jetliners, golf courses, casinos, and private resorts like Mar-a-Lago, one of the most spectacular estates anywhere in the world. But it wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt. But I fought back, and I won big league. I used my brain, I used my negotiating skills, and I worked it all out. Now my company's bigger than it ever was, it's stronger than it ever was, and I'm having more fun than I ever had. I've mastered the art of the deal, and have turned the name Trump into the highest quality brand. And as the master, I want to pass along my knowledge to somebody else. I'm looking for the apprentice.
Okay, sounds to me like he wasn't shy about the fact that he lost a lot of money and was badly in debt. Sounds to me like he actually bragged about it. Sounds to me like he bragged about the fact that he was and overcame it and became successful. Sounds to me like the New York Times wasn't really revealing much that anyone who ever watched The Apprentice could have found out for themselves. I mean, truly, the New York Times reporters would have just had to watch that. They probably never did, though, because they probably detest him so much they would never even think to do so. But kind of just said everything that the New York Times says in there. Lost a lot of money, took different tax breaks, something companies do all the time. Something that the Disney company does all the time, and taking all kinds of tax breaks and tax loopholes and all kinds of other stuff. You and I are smart enough to know that this issue, again, was litigated during the campaign when some Republicans tried to say that the president had gone bankrupt four times, he wasn't able to be president, and his money was fake, and all that. And you know what? Didn't work. Didn't work. Didn't work in the primary. Didn't work in the general election. Because I think there's a spirit of ruggedness about America that says you can lose everything, and you can come back, and you can be stronger and fight, and you could be stronger than ever before. That is a beautiful American story right there. Something that is uniquely American. And I think people admire that. I mean, I want my kids to understand that lesson, that failure is not a bad thing. Failure is something to learn from. Failure is something to come back from. Failure does not mean it's over for you. So it's bad. It's just bad for the Democrats. It's another miss for them. It's a bad miss for the New York Times. On and on it goes. Now, this is what Representative Jim Jordan, our buddy Jim Jordan, had to say about the House Judiciary Democrats for trying to hold the Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. This is before the vote when they did hold him in contempt of Congress. But take a listen.
Bill Barr is following the law. And what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today's actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the Attorney General. I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never forget what Bill Barr said a few weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Said a lot of important things, but he said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case. Director Comey's been fired. Deputy Director McCabe fired, lied 3 times under oath, according to the Inspector General. FBI Counsel Jim Baker demoted and left, currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page demoted and left. Peter Strzok, deputy head of counterintelligence, demoted and fired. Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. There was certainly a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. Second thing the Attorney General said 3.5 weeks ago in front of the Senate Finance Committee, spying did occur. Said it twice. Yes, spying did occur. Third, he said, there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place. And maybe the most interesting thing, 2 terms he used that, frankly, I find frightening. He said there was, in his judgment, he thinks there may have been unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. Scary terms.
Yeah, indeed, scary terms, Jim Jordan. And I'm glad you're bringing all that stuff up. You know, it's funny, too, right, because we're still arguing about this word spying. James Comey, the former FBI director who everybody hated. First of all, I want you to listen to the CBS Morning Show, all right? They take turns now quoting from James Comey to James Comey. let me read that again. The CBS Morning Show hosts take turns quoting from James Comey to James Comey. So they quote James Comey to James Comey, all right? I ask you, what media bias? Take a listen. You
know, we were talking about the op-ed that you wrote just a couple weeks ago, and I encourage
where
people to go back and
there?
Read it.
Where to begin, Nora?
Because you essentially go
where to begin,
say,
Nora?
How could Mr. Barr, bright
where to
a
begin?
Lawyer, start saying these things? You talk about Rod Rosenstein, and then you say, what happened to these people? And they said, more often, proximity to an amoral leader reveals something depressing.
Let me read you what you wrote in your op-ed. Riveting. Where do we begin, Nora?
Mr. Trump eats your soul in small bites.
No, and I'd like to add to that. It starts with your sitting silent while he lies, both in public and private, making you complicit by
his silence. What is this, a read-through for a movie?
His assertions about what everyone thinks and what is obviously true wash over you unchallenged. I'm curious to Nora's question. Were you at home mad one day and just say, I have to say something? Where did
no,
this come
I wasn't
from?
Mad. I was actually kind of depressed.
Because I'm a beta man. I never get mad. You understand? I'm way too soft to ever get mad, Gail. You're more mad than I could ever be.
Act in ways that are shocking.
I thought maybe we should just end on, because you have a new preface in your book.
And let me read it to
you. That you sort of pose the question, are we going to be okay?
Yes.
What's the answer to that?
Yes.
Wow, that's riveting right there. That is amazing. Amazing.
Oh my God.
Allow me to read from your book and ask you about what you just wrote, to just restate everything you just said that I just read that you wrote. Now, that is television right there. I know you're going to miss that Monday morning when you start listening to this show in the morning on the radio, you'll have to miss that riveting, hard-hitting journalism from the CBS Morning Show of Chucky, Nora, and the other guy. No, wait. Nora, Gail, and the other guy, who they're all breaking up anyway. Where to begin, Nora? Actually, Greg, can you start that over? It was just so delicious. I just love it.
You know, we were talking about the op-ed that you wrote just a couple weeks ago, and I encourage
where
people to go back and read it.
Where to begin, Nora?
Because you essentially go through
where,
and you
Nora,
say, how could Mr. Barr...
Nora, where Nora, where to begin? I got an idea, Gail. Let me begin with what he wrote. Let me begin with what he wrote, and then we'll just go from there. Okay, Gail? Does that work for you? Attorney General, you wrote the following. Blah, 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 blah. Now, when you wrote blah, 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 did you mean blah, blah, blah? Can you tell us exactly what I just read you and just repeat that for us? Oh, man. And then, of course, they're all, you know, I got to give it to these, to the two women. I mean, they sound, you know, like tough and passionate. They go to him. Were you mad? No, I wasn't mad. I don't get mad. I don't like being mad. I don't like that. There's too many meanie pants out there. I don't like it. I don't like that one bit. This is now James Comey, who talks about how the FBI doesn't spy. Take a listen.
Bill Barr's...
It's the wrong one. Hang on. Sorry.
The Attorney General says he believes spying occurred after the president's campaign. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. The FBI doesn't spy. The FBI investigates.
Oh!
We investigated a very serious allegation that Americans might be hooked up with the Russian effort to attack our democracy. The Republicans need to breathe into a paper bag. If we had confronted the same facts with a different candidate, say a Democrat candidate, where one of their advisors was talking to a foreign adversary's representative about that adversary's interference in our election, they would be screaming for the FBI to investigate, and that's all we did.
So the debate is a semantic one. The FBI was investigating into the Trump campaign, but you're saying they had cause to, and you just wouldn't use the word spy.
Of course. And just people just ought to look at the predication for the opening of that investigation. We should have been fired if we didn't investigate this.
And by investigating, did you ever do surveillance? Yes. Is that spying? No. What do you call it? Secret undercover work? All right, James Bond, 007, secret undercover guy, licensed to kill, and also not spy, but to do secret undercover things. This is amazing to me. It's not spying, it's investigating, okay? I didn't spy on that girl in the dressing room. I investigated what she was wearing underneath her dress. That's what Peeping Tom should use.
It's true.
Right, like guys who are busted for spying on women, like perverts, they should go, whoa, Your Honor, was not spying. Doing surveillance. Doing surveillance, Your Honor. Big difference. Are you law enforcement? No, but maybe they needed me to surveil and do an investigation, Your Honor. Big difference. I made myself an honorary sheriff, and I did an investigation, Your Honor, not spying on her. You're a pervert. Get out of my courtroom. Yes. Take turns quoting from James Comey, to James Comey.
If you want to have, I know we didn't get to it the other day, but I have them asking about Booker from the other day that we never played. If you want to play that after the news.
Yeah, we should, because again, Gail King, unbiased journalist Gail King, is best buddies with Cory Booker and gives him a very, very, very tough grilling. Whew. I mean, this, I don't know how he survived this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had tears of rage after this or not. It's hard to say, really. I'm amazed that, Dawn, you're doing great after your double shift.
Thank you.
Morning drive, and now you're doing the afternoon show, and you're going to be all raring to go on Monday, lady.
Yes, I am. I'm excited.
So I talked earlier about my kids and my motivation for wanting to go to morning drive, and I know it's the same for you. I know very much being around your kids is also incredibly important to you.
Yeah, they actually cheered. David and Michael cheered, especially David, who's in the sixth grade, because he was like, Mom, you can, he has a lacrosse game Monday.
Nice.
So it's like the coolest thing ever to, because you don't get, is you know, with Patrick and baby Claire, you don't get the day back. So it's a gift and a privilege. I'm thrilled. And I, like I said, I am a morning person, so.
Good.
So good. I'm thankful for the opportunity that you all give me.
Well, we couldn't do it without you. We wouldn't do it without you. That was my rule. I said either the whole team goes or nobody goes. Uh-oh. That was the rule. I talked earlier about this, and you know, I'm going to actually let you hear that again a little bit later of my reasons for wanting to go, because I think it's important for you to hear, because we've been on this journey together, you and I, as part of the Zioli Army, and I want everybody to understand this. What's brought me to this decision, which I think is going to be a great decision. I do. It's going to be a game changer for us, for the whole city. But first, we got to get to Count Grant Stangela, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. On with the unbiased journalist Gail King on the CBS Morning Show. This is a tough one. Take a listen.
Good morning, Senator. We should also mention that Gail is good friends with the senator and has supported him in the past.
Why should we mention that? Well, I left my Booker, my Cory Booker T-shirt at home.
Right. Unfortunately, because she asked me tougher questions.
Right.
And if you become president, will Rosario Dawson be first lady?
I knew you were going to ask such a question.
I was just reading. Matter the really.
Are you going to shave the beard or?
Do you speak English at the moment, I
will talk to you about my love life off the air like we usually do.
Gail, I'll talk about my fake love life off the air, Gail, like I normally do. Rosario's she's away at college right now. She's studying abroad. I don't think she'll be back anytime soon. So are you going to shave the beard, Corey, before you become president?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
That is so painful.
It's awkward.
And we should mention that Gail's friends with Cory Booker. You see, it's amazing that John Dickerson's not going to be on that show anymore. That riveting morning, you know, cadence to him.
Good morning, Senator. We should also mention that Gail is good friends with the senator and has supported him in the past.
Why should we mention that?
And she's serious, by the way. Why should we mention that? She goes, we're all supporting a Democrat. So why does it matter that I out who my Democrat is? You're supporting a Democrat, Dickerson. So are you, Nora. Why do I have to out who my Democrat is? It's not fair.
Well, luckily we can go over to Good Morning America, and then there's... Oh, no, that's right. They don't have any.
The unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. And we should mention that Gail's your best buddy.
I left my Cory Booker T-shirt at home.
Right.
Unfortunately, means that she asked me tougher questions.
Right. Yeah,
and if you
I'm
become
sure.
president, will Rosario Dawson be first lady?
I knew you were going to ask such a question.
No, I was just reading. Not the really.
Yeah.
That's
so stupid. You imagine doing this with a Republican.
I will talk to you about my love life off the air, like we usually do.
Okay. Just check it.
And then Gail will tell us all about it and America.
I thought this was CBS News, not TMZ.
Hello to Rosario is all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? TMZ would be smarter and more compelling and certainly more objective than CBS.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We'll talk about it off the air, Gail. I got to fake it off the air, Gail. Gail? People who see Rosario out with men might be listening right now. I wonder why she's out there with them. So zip it. That's just painful, isn't it?
I don't even know what to say, but I will say this. I think part of what makes, like, Pete Buttigieg, you know, the fact that he's such an honest person, you know, about his husband, Chasen Gleasman, that he's, like, a genuine person. This is who I am. And so we were talking about being a real person, and people see that. We just, as human beings, we just have that instinct. So whatever's going on, it just, something doesn't, I don't know what it is. It's none of my business, but
he's not gay. I'm telling you right now, he's not gay. Okay.
But I mean, it just seems, I don't know, something seems.
But everybody would think that. I'm telling you, Cory Booker's an amoeba. He has no sexual drive whatsoever. That's really the truth. The guy does not have, he's an amoeba, Dawn. He has self-sex.
Stop.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I don't know the truth. I'm just saying that.
What's the downside to any Democrat coming out as gay at this point? There's none, right? I mean, Buttigieg. That guy's got a huge advantage now in the primary because he's gay. He had nothing going for him until they realized he was gay. And they're like, oh, well, now you got something here. Well, why would Booker, if he was gay, hold it back all these years? He's in New Jersey. The answer is he's not. He just has no sex drive. The guy is an amoeba. He self-reproduces and self, you know what I mean? That's the truth.
Well, I don't know what the truth is. It just something seems.
I do.
Something seems like it that like the something's missing. That's all I'm going to say. And so, with people who are just out as who they are,
he's the unsullied,
Dawn.
Oh, no. He's the unsullied. That's why
Game of Thrones. Oh my goodness.
He's like what's the guy who has who's the bald guy in Game of Thrones who's always advising?
Oh my goodness.
But he has like no jewels. You know what I mean?
Right, because he was like tortured as a child.
Right. Yeah. It's like that, but you weren't tortured. You just have no sex drive. It's like that.
He's a eunuch.
A eunuch.
He is.
Yeah, that's the term for people.
All right. So imagine you have your parts, but no sex drive. Like you were a eunuch.
Varies.
That's Cory Booker. Okay.
Varies.
There you go.
He's asexual.
He is asexual. He self-sexualizes, Dawn. I know a girl. I know a woman who dated him because I did some radio shows with him, or her. And I'm telling you, she told me he just doesn't. He has no interest. It just doesn't interest him.
Girls, yuck.
But he's not gay, because if he was gay, that would come out too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and who cares, by the way, if he's gay? It's just funny that you know that if Rosario Dawson's his girlfriend. Right? Who's this very successful woman in Hollywood and everything? Where is she right now? What, does she want her privacy? She's Rosario Dawson. You know what I mean? Like, come out already and say it. Ah, whatever. Who cares?
Hey, Senator, we should mention that Gail's your best buddy. Yes. And we should mention, too, Senator, that I'm going to 60 Minutes, where they put everybody that they don't want to fire. They put us on 60 Minutes. That's really is the graveyard, Dawn. You know that, right?
It's a pretty prestigious graveyard.
Yeah. You know what? You go there, and there are hundreds of people that watch on Sunday nights now for 60 Minutes. When is that on? Sunday night at 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? That's where you go to die. They put you there. There's, nobody even knows who's on that show. Leslie Stahl, and that's it.
Yeah.
Who else is on there? Mickey Rooney? Andy Rooney?
No. It's Anderson Cooper, I believe, right?
Anderson
okay.
Cooper.
Who else?
You know who's on?
Croft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Steve Croft.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have.
Nobody. Every loser goes to 60 Minutes. It's where you go to die. It's like an elephant graveyard for the media. They want to get rid of you, but they have a contract. They send you to 60 Minutes. They put you on assignment. The worst thing that could happen to you.
Oprah was doing some things for 60 Minutes, and then she decided she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, but I mean, okay, Dawn, let me ask you a question. If Norah O'Donnell could have chosen... Okay, 60 Minutes or the nightly news on CBS, and she chose the CBS nightly news, even though 60 Minutes is so prestigious, right?
She's not ready
to die yet.
She still does interviews for them. She still does some special reports for 60 Minutes that air.
This is seriously, in all honesty, this is seriously a fascinating conversation with you two.
I know.
It really is.
I still think it's prestigious. I think even though there's media bias, but they do investigate. They do those long form interviews that I believe we don't have enough of because it's such a soundbite society.
I understand.
She carries the flag for journalism.
I love
That's
it.
Amazing.
I love it. Greg, can you play the opening to 60 Minutes? Can you play the introduction to that?
Yeah.
With the tick 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 tick.
Can you? I love that too when they do that. I'm Andy Rooney. Yes. I'm Mickey Rooney. I'm
Jeff Rooney.
I'm Jeff Rooney. I'm Mara Rooney.
And Archie Rooney.
And I'm Archie, the king's kid, king's bastard, Archie. Here we go.
Oh.
This is proving ground.
I don't know what this is.
A team.
Oh.
No, where's the one with the you know, the one where they all name their names?
Yeah, no, I think that comes at the end of this. Why? You just asked me to pull it. I'm not, you know.
I'm amazed that you pulled it that fast. That was
speaking
like...
of pulling it, Cory Booker does not like to date. 855-839-1210. Okay. Why don't I do this? Why don't I go to Frank in the Northeast, who's been patiently holding? Yes, Frank?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I listen to your show all the time. I think it's great.
Thank you, Frank.
I just have a comment. I don't know whether you've maybe talked about this before. I don't think that... Strzok and Page are the insurance policy. I really think that Jeff Sessions was the insurance policy. And I think that long before Strzok and Page came onto the scene, when the candidate Trump was running for president against all the other Republicans, his candidacy didn't really have gravity with it. And all of a sudden, Jeff Sessions popped out of nowhere, who's a well-known guy, and he endorses Trump. This gives his candidacy... of gravity, and people take it seriously. Now, this was done, I think, because Sessions can always say later, well, you know, I tried to help him, but he didn't make it, thinking that he wasn't going to make it. But when Trump did make it, what they thought would never happen happened. But now Jeff Sessions is now the president's friend, and he's in on the ground floor. So now when all these other things start to pop up, all this collusion thing, Jeff Sessions, who's the key man to protect the president, recuses himself, drops out, and opens
right,
the door
right.
for all the problems.
Okay, all right. Let me stop you here. Let's back sure. up a second. All right. So Jeff Sessions is not the insurance policy. The investigation is the insurance policy. Jeff Sessions recusing himself is stupid, but the investigation has always been the insurance policy because they knew it was never going to uncover anything. It was just going to cripple the presidency.
Yeah,
got
correct.
It?
But there wouldn't have been an investigation without Sessions.
How do you know that? Himself. How do you know that?
Well, it just couldn't happen.
Why not?
Well, they could start a lot of things, but they couldn't finish.
Congress could have done the investigation. Jeff Sessions could have done the investigation, right?
Right,
you don't know that Jeff Sessions, if Jeff Sessions had not recused himself, he could have ordered the investigation himself, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't going to.
How do you know that?
Well, because he wasn't. I mean,
okay, all right. So Jeff Sessions is the insurance policy. Got it. All right, Frank, I think the reality is Jeff Sessions is a player in all this, but if they had not done the groundwork during the campaign for the investigation, there wouldn't have been a need for the investigation. The investigation was always the insurance policy because the goal was to cripple the presidency. I think you're just reading way too much into Jeff Sessions here recusing himself. He shouldn't have, and it was bad that it happened because it allowed this to take on a whole new life. But remember something, though, that they paved the way for this investigation to go forward, whether Jeff Sessions was the attorney general or not. Because they didn't know that Jeff Sessions was going to be the attorney general. They were just going forward with an investigation, which they at any point could have turned over to Congress, or at any point they could have made public, or at any point they could have done anything with. So, yes, Jeff Sessions recusing himself played a big role in this, but the investigation itself was always the insurance policy, not the outcome, the investigation, designed to cripple the presidency. But luckily, Donald Trump is too strong for that, so he wouldn't let that happen.
Absolutely.
All right. All righty. All right. So glad you're with us today. By the way, the Senate Intel Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. Now, again, I kind of called this one, too, that they would go after the kids. I'm just surprised it's the Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee. But we shall see where this goes from here. We shall see. Let's go to Mike is in Levittown. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
You got it. What's up?
I agree with your brunch analysis. I'm a valet parker. I'm going to put an NRA sticker on every Prius that comes in this Sunday.
Now, you're a valet parker at a restaurant that does brunch?
Yes.
And people drive to brunch? I thought they were just hipster millennials who just walk to brunch.
Not in the suburbs.
Not in the burbs. And in the burbs,
there's no
though,
bike lanes. There's no bike lanes in the suburbs.
Yeah, but are they still, they're still the Prius type, though, huh, that go for brunch?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No SUVs in the parking lot.
No SUVs. Well, maybe we'll give you some Zeoli Army bumper stickers you can put on instead.
And Trump stickers. That should get them.
There you go. Just don't lose your job, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. You got it. Just can't keep the job, man, right?
I know, right?
Keep the J-O-B.
Okay, I have to... You guys know my husband drives a Prius, but he does because he drives so much. And he actually ran out of gas today.
In a Prius?
In a Prius.
The gerbils.
The gerbils
stopped working.
He's gonna kill me for divulging this.
Why would you divulge this? Nobody brought up his Prius.
I'm sorry.
Did we weren't even? I didn't even know he had a Prius.
Okay.
Why are you feel the need to defend Priuses just because your husband has one?
Because some people, drive a lot. I know. I don't drive his. I won't drive his car.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Why not?
I just, I like my minivan.
Yeah. You know why I like a good Prius? Because I love the feel of the battery draining and draining and draining, knowing it's going into a landfill one day. That's what I like, Dawn. That battery acid's going to leak all over. The sea turtles will drink it. Terrible, Dawn.
I know.
By the way, we have our new promo for the morning show, which I guess we just cut. So, take a listen.
Hey,
it's Riccioli. Join me as we move to the morning.
It's the same voice. The
no,
same
it's
voice.
My new morning show no. voice. No. Hey, how are you? No. Wacky morning
it's
show.
It's the same
no.
It's the only
voice.
Show. Go to
no.
mornings. Same. Wacky morning fun.
No.
Bringing the zoo crew with
no,
me.
No. There's no crew. There's no zoo crew.
Not doing the zoo.
Riccioli Army. No zoo crew.
We'll be there Monday morning, 5:30 to 9.
It's the same show, just different times.
Fine. All right. So join the same Zioli show, 5:30 to 9.
Yes.
Monday, starting Monday. See you there.
Monday. Crack of dawn. No.
Get it dawn.
Not.
Rich Zioli at a brand new time. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That was brilliant.
That's pretty good. We did that in one cut.
Wow.
That only took one cut to do, so that was pretty impressive.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, not bad. We did it. Was unscripted, and we just did it after the show, so that's good. I just need for tomorrow a bicycle horn and a bell.
And a duck noise. Tomorrow's show is going to be epic.
All right, good.
It's going to be epic. I'm just telling you.
All right. We're very excited for tomorrow's show. We really are. We have more Who tickets to give away,
by the way,
in our Who's Coming With Me contest. Ooh. Is a Who's Coming to the Mornings, all right? Megaphone Bernie's going to stop by to say goodbye to the afternoon show tomorrow. The Vampiric One's going to stop by because she's very nervous about the morning show and the sun rising. So a number of other big-time VIP guests coming by on the show tomorrow. So
it's going to be huge.
Definitely want to tune in for that.
Bigly.
It'll be bigly. And, and of course, your phone calls, although we may just do a last phone call free kind of a show in the afternoon, but hard to say.
I mean, it's not the way you want to go out in the afternoons, is it? I'm taking no calls. I mean,
what the hell matters at this point? You mean just drive the truck off the rails? You know, drive the Prius till the Prius can't go anymore.
Till it runs out of gas.
Yes. All of this is for the children. That's right. All of this is for the children. Just remember that. For the children. The children. Speaking of the children, I want to ask them tomorrow if they like cocaine. So
like Bernie did on his show.
Yeah, and if they know where they can get some cocaine.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's not easy being the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, and you gotta get a little upper.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
I'm gonna give it to Don Povia. He says, Rich, Booker's relationship is as real as T-Bone.
True. My buddy Don Povia. Well done, Don. Yes. T-Bone, of course, was his made up friend in the hood that Cory Booker made up.
T-Bone.
So T-Bone is as real as his love life. I love it. Well done, Don. Excellent work, sir. Good job. All right. Now, Monday morning starting at 5:30 to 9, the big move to mornings. We're also going to have nonstop talk, and it's just going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be a revolutionary experience, so we want you to be there with us for sure. Please do that.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.